Senior Iranian cleric Ayatollah Ahmed Jannati has condemned the sacrilege of the holy book of Islam, the Quran, in the United States. In a sermon at Friday prayers, Ayatollah Jannati blasted the move as lunacy. He said the Quran is a book of justice and righteousness, and insulting it shows the hegemonic powers' frustration with the Islamic awakening in the world. Meanwhile, large numbers of protesters took to the streets across Iran to protest the defiling of the Quran. The desecration move happened on the anniversary of the September 11 attacks.
Tens of thousands of Iranian people took to the streets after the Friday prayer to protest against the Holy Quran desecration in the U.S. The provocative story of Quran desecration began when Terry Jones, the head of a small 50-member church in the United States, announced that he planned to burn copies of the Holy Book on the 9th anniversary of the September 11, 2011 attacks. Though he backed down, but Quran was burned by a man in New York. The offensive act had naturally hurt the feeling of Muslims across the world, including Iranians.
I will not let just anyone insult our Quran.
Iran's leader Ayatollah Khamenei issued a message on September 16th calling the U.S. government and the Zionists, not Christianity, responsible for such an anti-Islamic act.
Iran's leader Ayatollah Khamenei has stated that we are not after retaliation, meaning that we should say that some Christians have burnt the Quran and we should do the same. No, we do not have such logic. We know that the real Christians have not done this. The people that have done this are proxies of Zionism.
The demonstrators say the desecration is not limited to Islam, and all religions have been insulted, and the culprits are after sowing discord among the followers of the religions across the world.
I have come to defend my religion and my holy book. I have come to say that the insult has not only been directed towards me as an Iranian Muslim, but to Muslims throughout the world. All religions have been insulted, not only Islam.
It's clear that Zionists and the United States have committed this act to cause violence, but with the important message that Iran's leader issued, emphasizing that we should not insult the holy books of other religions, their plan was neutralized. This was an important plot to sow discord between different religions.
The Quran desecration has been condemned by the Vatican and the entire Islamic world.
Experts say that burning Quran is the continuation of the Islamophobia policy of the West. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.